This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli warplanes struck two targets in the Gaza Strip early Saturday, the Israeli military said, in response to incendiary balloons launched from Gaza into Israel. The Israeli military struck what it said was a Hamas military compound and a rocket launching site after four incendiary balloons were launched into Israel, setting fire to land and damaging agriculture. There were no reports of casualties in Israel or Gaza. There was no immediate comment from Hamas. Israeli media reported that four fires caused by incendiary balloons broke out on Friday afternoon in areas close to the Gaza Strip. The launch of the balloons comes over 2 months after an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. It was the fourth since the militant group seized power in Gaza in 2007. Israel has done little to ease a crippling blockade on the territory since the fighting ended, and Hamas appears to be using incendiary balloons as a pressure tactic. The State Department on Friday announced the addition of five alleged Islamist militants to its specially designated global terrorist list. The designation blocks any ownership or interests in U.S. properties and makes eligible for sanctions any person or financial institution who engage in certain transactions with the people on the list. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the five Islamist militants include the senior military commander of Islamic State's affiliate in Mozambique, two senior leaders of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali, and two leaders of the al-Shabaab group in Somalia. More on that and all the stories we're carrying at our website, VOA News. This is VOA News. The United States has placed visa restrictions on 50 immediate family members of Nicaraguan officials who've been involved in or benefited from President Daniel Ortega's growing repression. The U.S. State Department said Friday the officials include lawmakers, prosecutors, and judges. Over the past 2 months, Ortega's government has arrested nearly three dozen opposition figures, including seven potential challengers for the presidency. Nicaragua is scheduled to hold national elections November 7th. Ortega is seeking a fourth and consecutive term. This week, the government placed an opposition vice presidential candidate under house arrest. The Cuban government on Friday approved a law authorizing the creation of small and medium enterprises, a major shift in the communist-ruled country where state-owned companies are the norm. The change comes nearly a month after thousands of Cubans flocked to the streets, criticizing the country's dictatorship and complaining of hunger in the largest demonstrations since the revolution that brought the late Fidel Castro to power in 1959. At least one person died and hundreds were arrested in the unusual mass protests. The government claimed the demonstrations were provoked by the United States. President Joe Biden has slapped fresh sanctions on Cuban police for suppressing the unrest and warned of additional punitive measures if the communist regime does not address the protesters' demands for change. In recent months, the Cuban government has accelerated reforms to modernize the economy and stanch the worst economic crisis the island nation has experienced in 30 years. In part driven by U.S. sanctions, the downturn and chronic shortages of food, electricity, and medicine have been exacerbated by stringent measures against COVID-19. Kenya's Perez Jepchirchir battled high heat and humidity on Saturday to win the Olympic gold in the women's marathon in a time of 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 20 seconds. Taking silver was her teammate, Kenyan Bridget Kosgei, and American Molly Seidel placed third. Olympic organizers started the women's marathon at 6 a.m. local time, an hour earlier than planned, in an effort to avoid extreme heat and humidity. Saturday afternoon, the U.S. men's basketball team captured its fourth straight Olympic gold medal and its 16th overall, defeating France 87-82. American Kevin Durant, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA, was the game's high scorer with 29 points. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.